Yeah,
hello, everyone. It is your host, Model Angela.
And
for tuning
in.
What? This girl is on time. Thanks so much for tuning in for Glitz and Glamour tonight. And I say that because I just talked to Houston Riri about 10 minutes ago. And she goes, wait, today Tuesday? Where's she at, y'all?
But wait, no. At 10 o'clock, I looked at my radio while I'm driving. I'm like, oh, it's 10 o'clock. And I looked at my phone, so I got 2 minutes. I heard him call.
That
I'm
is
failure.
So
this
funny.
This is like a big failure right now. Get it together.
You know,
we're going to
get together.
Oh, see, it's Betty trying to play us tonight. I see. First thing.
Got to be more careful.
So just a little debriefing before we get started talking and our rambling. You know how we do. We will have an artist interview tonight, which will be with King Bizzle. And he's going to be talking about his new mixtape that he's promoting. But that is just in the second segment of the show.
I sure hope
y'all
get
the
free topic.
I think we deserve a free copy. We did for all our hard work. But this is completely off topic. But did y'all just watch this episode of the game that like just went off? I missed it.
I haven't seen it yet. I didn't watch it yet. You know.
You can give me a spoiler. I ain't tripping.
But you can tell me because I know I reverse this way for everybody to tell me on Twitter because you know how they do it on Twitter. They
right,
spoil
they
everything.
Everything. But I can't really say because I was kind of confused and caught up because this episode was more so about Tasha and Malik. So it was like the whole episode was first Tasha sitting in counseling. You know, talking about her relationship problems, which turned into Malik coming, and he ended up getting counseled about, you know, his independence
uh-huh.
and what he feels his responsibility to his mother is. Like, he feels he mm-hmm. owes his mother, you know? So, like, that's kind of how the episode played out. So, it kind of, like, pretty much unraveled both of their lives and the reason why he continues to F up everything that he does
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and trying to pretty much point out her mess ups as well. But the next couple episodes look like they're going to be pretty interesting. We shall see.
On demand. What?
Mm-hmm. So what y'all been doing?
I just yawned. Y'all got to excuse me. I'm sorry. I've been up early.
Doing the most. I'm trying to get this. I'm men that wear many hats, so I try to get so much done at once, you know. Magazine, which big ups to Marla Angela. You know, I'm at the two Marla Angela horns real quick because, you know, one of the things I want to do with this magazine was do something completely different with it and, you know, just kind of, you know, do something outside the norm of what you see a lot of independent, you know, up and coming magazines do. You know, some of the up-and-coming magazines, they do one certain type of thing. And I appreciate people like herself, Jono, and the rest of the people that's been featured in the magazine and whatnot. And with her, she did, she basically picked some different fashion pieces, which the story, y'all got to check it out when it come out, Good Girl Gone Bad Chic. And I like what she did. At first, you know, and that's my answer. I think sometimes she don't give herself enough credit for what she can really do. Like, she doesn't realize that she really be doing her thing. But you know how it is, you modest. You don't really take the time to really just realize that, man, I can't really am doing it. And definitely the story she put, the stuff she put out, I liked it. And it's definitely going to add a different dimension, hitting right off the back with the magazine. So, definitely very grateful for her doing it, and definitely can't wait to continue seeing more and more from her.
Well, thank you so much. And it makes me blush and stuff. I feel all important.
That
now.
Was nice. But why did you say Model Angela? Why did you say you? You know, talk to her.
It's Model Angela, okay?
You have to get in rhythm with it. Get it in rhythm.
But he can be talking to you.
No,
Pam,
not Angela.
That was
okay.
Good. For real. I liked your speech.
Thank you so much, Daddy, and thank you so much for the opportunity because he has given me many. So this was not a journey traveled alone at all. There have been many supporters who have, you know, stuck with me from the beginning until the end. So I do appreciate
that.
And
we're going to keep going, girl.
We are going to go, okay? We're going to go. So, also, I wanted to go ahead and let everyone know that in Houston, there's this great event brought to you by Grind 365 Media Group and the Session TV show, which is called Diva Day. It's for Houston and surrounding cities, of course, which will take place on October the 6th, 2013. And it's with the CAM agency and Houston's local TV show, The Session, which will bring beauty, barber, and fashion industry cohesively together, put together under one roof, pretty much designed specifically for the industry. Target demographic Diva Day, of course, which is like full pampering, glamour, and a wellness experience. And it will take place at the Hilton Hotel Southwest. And I'm also going to put this information on our website, which should be up within the next 2 weeks, guys.
We're on it together.
Right now, we still got the hanger in the closet. But I'm going to go ahead and put all the detailed information on the website so that you can also see that. And I'll also put it on my Model Angela website, which is www.iammodelangela.com. So that way you can get the full visual of what this event is about. And I'll also try to get some pictures. And it's like, you know, everybody gets to come and shop, experience the facials, makeovers, hand massages, body treatments, stuff that a woman needs in her life. So don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself. Diva Day, October 6, 2013. And that will be brought to you by the CAM agency, Grind 365 Media Group, and the Session TV show. Okay.
Cut the woman a check.
That was a mouthful.
He took you a check.
And those are some other people that I work with as well, so.
Lord,
have to make sure. Because I like stuff like that. It's like really, really cool because it's like pretty much your day of pampering under one roof. Instead of having to go here, then you got to go here, then you got to go there. And it also gives you a chance to, you know, get to meet different people. Because some people get so stuck on the person they always go to, so they never get to experience other people and what's new. And sometimes the newer businesses have the newer things to offer, but you'll never know that because you're just, you know, hiding with what you're comfortable with. So, hey, I'm not saying don't be loyal to the people that you go to. I'm saying experience something different, take a little bit of advice back to them, and maybe they can upgrade a little bit. Ain't nothing wrong with change.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I am definitely just saying. So.
But to do it.
So somebody tell me what's new.
What's new? We were talking to this yesterday. Of course, you know, Lee Thompson Young, he died. I'm not one of them bandwagon people that just decided, oh, he's dead, so now I feel some type of way. But nah, like, that was a person I really did look up to as far as a young actor.
I'm sorry.
Lee Thompson Young, you probably know him for playing
Jet
Silver.
Jackson.
No, he played Jet Jackson.
You lying. He was so
cute.
With the pretty eyes.
Yes.
He was so
sorry,
cute.
But when they said suicide, I immediately thought somebody set him up to make it look like a suicide. I don't know why. I just can't see that sweet boy killing himself. But I don't even know that man, so I don't know.
Yeah, don't know what he was going through. Okay.
But yeah. Okay. You know. I mean,
I don't know. You never know.
He was a young actor, and of course he died at 29. And on top of that too, you know, he got to play a superhero. He had to play a secret agent. He had to play both those type of roles. Two roles I would always want to do as far as acting. That's like my dream. So he was always one of the people I looked up to. I was like, oh man, this is crazy. So definitely, that's how I feel, man. In my heart, man, in my heart. Say it with your chest. Say it with your chest.
Yeah, that's like a hard pill to swallow. Just, you know, finding someone that you actually care about dead. And that's not cool at all. But I mean, I don't know. I don't really know what to say.
I should bring in a traffic report.
The cause of this. A traffic report? Really? Right now?
Yes, girl.
Let's hear it. Go ahead.
All right. On 290, I think we're going west. I'm not sure, but it's between from West Road and Eldridge all the way to Huffmeister. I think they're doing some construction, so it's on two roads, and people are driving kind of slow out here, people. So, you know,
right,
and I was going to definitely avoid this street during traffic time. We got to do some traffic updates, y'all. That's what we're going to be doing, even at night. Somebody might be in a wreck. You never know.
Don't you love Houston and all its traffic it has to offer?
Oh, you know what? That's the first thing you know as you get there. Like, you take,
especially
on the weekend day, coming on 45.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, no,
you
come
straight in on 45, and you first thing you really hear when you started coming deeper than Houston is downtown on 45. I hate
no,
that. That traffic is not right. 45
is the only freeway that has traffic at 2 a.m., okay?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I avoid
that
as much as I can. Like, if I ain't
got
to take, I'll take the long way just to not take 45. That's how serious that traffic is. Mm-mm. I won't be available.
Yeah, that's really funny. Like, I hate going on 45. I will pay for the Beltway to go all the way around to miss 45. It's that bad. Like,
we got
some
construction here, too. It's ridiculous.
Y'all been having that
for
the past 6 years.
Every freaking area, 635 construction. You got 820 construction. You got 121 construction. 140. All these major freaking freeways got some kind of construction. If you're a person that's trying to cut through and get to like the Playboy area, I'm going to give you the SETI J thing. Yeah, pay the money on the toll. And once you have, if you have a toll tag, you get to go. You ride at George Bush, as much as I hate using his name, but ride at George Bush Turnpike. Damn, skip all that. Or you can go on 360. 360 will bypass all that. Nonsense on 121 and 183, all that, where the construction's at, and you'll bypass it and have smooth sailing. And that's my traffic 101.
All right.
Right. And somebody's going to need that.
Oh, wow.
So don't be mad about it, y'all.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're
somebody
about
gonna
to
be
go
like,
ahead and get
if they call me, I ain't going that way now. So,
all right.
We have somebody out. Even if it's just one person, we have somebody.
979 is the same thing, and I'd be like, oh, let me not go that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're about to go ahead and break for our first music break, which will come from our guest artist that we have on our show today. By King Bishop, we have Danger Zone. On
I did it on my own. Stepping to my patterns like a step into the danger zone. I did it on my own. Stepping to my patterns like a step into the danger zone. So tell me what you know. Oh, 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 into my patterns like a step into the danger zone. I did on my own. Step into my patterns like a step into the danger zone. I did on my own. And everywhere I go, I'm chasing all the dough. I'm like, yeah, I've been around the globe. And I'm telling it,
in case you didn't know. I took a puff, high up, I drove. I'm chilling by myself, I'm in the zone. I'm home, whip sitting on a chrome. I wish this fucking haters leave me all alone. The money, I get some. The whips, I get some. The bitches, I get some. Tell them sick of dick and backpack. Night down with the finest, in a set for the lobby. We do what we do best, you don't like us, you invite us. I did it, I did it, I did it on my own. Step into my patent, like a step into the dangerous song. I did it, I did it, I did it on my own. Step into my patent, like a step into the dangerous song. So tell me what you know. Oh, 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 oh,
Really did they know? Really did they know? I'm the man. Really did they know? Really did they know? I'm the man. Really did they know? Really did they know? I'm the man. Really did they know? Really did they know?
And we are back, Glitz and Glamour, with your host, Model Angela, and my co-host, Houston Riri, and of course, none other than the outstanding City J. And we also have on the line our guest for tonight, Artist King Bishop.
Hold on. We gotta redo that. Because, we always bring you in guests the right way. And I didn't do it right, Angela. I want you to bring it in one more time.
No problem. We have on our line King Bishop, our artist, who's going to be interviewing tonight.
Yeah, I had to make sure I brought him in right. I can't just do it any other way.
You got to get your hand clapped.
That's the sip.
Okay, so, of course, we're going to get all in the business. That's usually what happens. And the first track that we heard on our radio break was one of the tracks that you're currently promoting from your new mixtape that you sent over to me, which I actually kind of like that a whole lot.
Thank you.
I was listening to it like a little while before the show, so I was like, I want that to be the first one played, which was Danger Zone. So, like, tell us a little bit about that song.
Danger Zone is basically, just like a little hip hop flow, differently in Pidgin English and mixed with American slang. That's basically from a Nigerian hip hop head, Like, I just wanted to do something a little different from what I usually do. Like, so I kind of twist it up a little bit, had the hooks, a little bit of the Pidgin English and a little bit of the American English. So it kind of blend in.
Yeah, they really do. They really, really do. So can you just tell us a little bit about exactly who you are for those who don't know you or haven't followed your music or what you've been doing?
Obviously, my name is King Bishop. You know what I'm saying? My artist name. I'm from Nigeria, I used to live in Baltimore, Maryland, and now I'm in Houston, Texas. I've basically been doing the music for a while, I've learned how to record, produce, and basically just teach myself everything. And now I'm actually a little grown in the game, and I'm able to record other people, teach other people how to do it, engineer and all that. So, yeah, it's come a long way.
Yeah. Now, you say that you kind of do everything, like pretty much jack of all trades as far as like being an artist, being a producer and producing your own stuff. So do you feel like you get, it's better that you can do everything for yourself, or would you want somebody else to kind of step in? Like, I know it's a lot to take on, but at the same time, I know a person wants something to sound, a certain way. So, like, how do you feel about, say if you were to sign with a record company, how would you feel about still having your independence as an artist to make decisions on your project?
It's always better, it's simpler than it's always better. You want things done right, you got to do it yourself, So I'm kind of like on the advantage side of it, you're able to have a full control of your production, how you with your sound and everything like that. So it's just definitely a positive vibe for you to be able to own. And again, you're talking about being signed to a record company. It's always good for you to for a record company to tell you, hey, we give you 6 months, give us a project, give us a work, and we'll promote it. Because you always want the record company to do the promotion, not really the, you don't want them to have nothing to do with the production. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense, because I know, being a model, sometimes I don't want nobody's help, because there's people that I just don't want or just don't accept.
Exactly.
Talking about you. So where did you get the name King Bishop from? That's like pretty different.
Oh, it's a long story. It was actually not too long like that. I mean, from a little kid, I've always been called, I don't know why they've always called me Bishop. You know, going to school, that is always my nickname. You know, maybe I talk too much, or maybe I just preach the street
gospel. You sound like a bishop. You sound like your name's Bishop. We're
Bishop.
You know,
Bishop
from up north.
Bishop from up north. Nah, really just Bishop from Nigeria, really, basically. You know? But, you know, we was joking one day, and, you know, usually people say I take charge. I mean, I'm an Aries, so they say we like things going our way. So one day we were just playing around, and I said something. I think I was being bossy, and my friend was like, yes, boss, yes, King Bishop. It just made sense. I mean, I've always wanted to put another name to it. You know what I'm saying? Once you said that, it just made sense. And this was like 8 years ago, so I just added King to the Bishop, so it just makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I feel
that
like
hasn't already been asked.
Yeah, it has.
Say that again?
Where is he from? Where are you from?
Where am I from? I'm from Africa. I'm from West Africa, Nigeria.
Oh, okay, cool. You're rapping. Oh, my, that's good.
Now, being in Houston, not originally from Houston, being in Houston, how do you feel about Houston's underground artists, its opportunities, or its music itself?
Being in Houston, I know a lot of underground artists. You know, shouts out to Player Familiar, my boy Joe Yoshi, Donnie Shay, and G-Weez and all them. I mean, these guys, they're basically trying, you know. I mean, they're from here, so they really don't see the opportunity here. They think the radio is not supporting them. But me coming from another city, I think Houston is doing a great job supporting their local artists. You know what I'm saying? I hear a lot of local artists on the radio sometimes. And even a lot of shows, there's a lot of more opportunity because Houston is more like a bigger city, you know, than Baltimore, coming from Baltimore. So it's really a great look, you know. Underground is... You get to meet the bigger artists. You get to meet the artists in the industry. There's a lot of people in the industry in Houston. So, yeah, I'd say Houston is a little bit better than most cities.
Well, that's good, because I was one of those people like, Houston don't give their underground artists
opportunity. Right.
Because some people, it seems like you have to almost be mainstream underground Houston artists to be able to get out there. You know, like, because they did support a lot of artists, like, you know, Lil Kiki, Lil O, when they were first coming up and coming out. But right now, I think it is a whole lot of young artists who are, like, really, really good, who are not getting the opportunity. However, you know, of course, they're getting those different shows where they're able to, you know, reach out more to their fans. But the radio, I don't think, because it's only one station that really plays hip-hop and a lot of R&B, which is 97.9. But I don't know, I just don't feel like they have that opportunity. Speaking of shows, what are your next shows or what are your next up-and-coming projects that you have coming up?
Right now, I'm in the process of finishing up my latest project, which is called Tribal Marks. I call it the Story of the Concrete Jungle, you know. I mean, I basically be dropping, like, underground mixtape, you know what I'm saying, features and other people's projects and stuff like that. And you know, I'll be actually doing my thing. You know, last year I opened up for Rick Ross at the Ava Center, you know, the American Most Wanted tour.
Okay.
I opened up, I did that, and I did a Street Flavor. I did a Street Flavor last year also, you know, and did a whole couple of shows. This show for Aston Live, I don't know if you know about Aston Live. It's like a online company which gives artists like opportunities to perform in like bigger events, bigger places. So basically, I work with them. I mean, the money's not that good, but it's an exposure to create more fans. So that's basically what I'm doing right now. I just did a show the other day with a top Nigerian artist. Shouts out to LD right here at Houston, Texas, at Zanzibar. So we had a blast. So my next, basically what I'm doing now is just promoting the album and getting people to hear the music. And, you know, so get that take on what is what.
Okay. Well, that is very good that, you know, you are getting those opportunities. And I'm glad that you said that about, you know, how the money wasn't all that good, but it's exposure. Because that is one thing that I think hinders people in the entertainment industry altogether. Everybody's worried about getting rich quick, but they're missing out on the foundation. You have to build that foundation, which your foundation starts with, you know, your supporters. If nobody knows about you, you don't have the support to even reach out to anybody for them to know you to be able to make money. So
exactly.
This man said, stop looking at the funds. Look at what you can gain other than just money from that experience, because sometimes you can get paid a whole bunch of money and ain't nobody there, so you really lost.
plus you got to invest in yourself, man. You got to invest in yourself. That's number one. You can't
Please
want something that you don't want to spend on that. So first of all, you got to be willing to invest in yourself first before people can actually pay money to come and see you perform or buy a CD. I mean, you got to be able to have a good CD presentable. You know, you want to sell a CD with somebody, or you want to give CD to somebody, at least got to be presentable. I mean, we're in 2013, so you can't just hand somebody a tape. Now you got to be nicely done, packaged right. You know what I'm saying? Everything has got to be on point.
That's very, very true, because people walk up to me and give me a CD with the permanent marker just written on there.
Man,
that's so unprofessional.
Exactly.
You could at least print up, like, you know, a couple of little stickers. But if you're not willing to invest in yourself,
behind case either. That's the
understanding. It doesn't. I mean, but try to present it in some way of profession.
Exactly.
I mean, like, if you don't want to invest in yourself, why would I want to invest in you? Because clearly you don't believe in yourself. So why would I waste my time?
It makes sense.
That's just how I look at it. But, I mean, you really are dropping a lot of knowledge. I hope there are a whole bunch of artists who are not, you know, just up and coming, but even those who already kind of have a good exposure and fan base, I hope you are listening and taking something from this interview, because he is really giving some good game right now. So I also want him to go ahead and introduce his next song that we are about to play.
Yeah, this one is actually, I'm not a Nigerian joint. I don't know why I'm doing Nigerian joints today, but it's mostly I'm just getting in touch with my people. You know, they tell me switch it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You know, Nigerian music is actually blowing up right now, so
And
it'd be a good opportunity for me to mix it up, you know. So this next one is called, it's actually dedicated to, like, you know, all the lovers in the world. It's just, I'm speaking about a girl, you know. I'm not, it's just called Omoge. Omoge in Nigerian means baby, you know, my girl, you know. So basically just an Afro-American joint. The hook is in English. You guys can understand it now. And the verses I just, you know, break down from here to here. I hope you enjoyed it.
All right. And shout out to them Nigerian women.
And the name of my team is the Nigerian Supreme Squad. So, in a second.
Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that I didn't know like you. Good luck.
I'm in the business of living. Need not tell you who the fuck is in the building. Time cruising, Michael Jackson trailing. They lazy performing. Tell me what you're doing. Ricky Ross bossing. Young Jesus trapping. Fit to getting money. Did it still on it. Shine this time. The locks are still mobbing. Mob D broke up, but Queens are still popping. Nas is still the realest. Really kept the hip popping. Snoop still be smoking like 808. Nah, I can't see I did some time, but Boost is still locked up. Rest in peace, MC, but B still be rocking. Hey, I kept the real, you know I'm Tupacin'. I got my score for real, you know I'm D-blocking. The industry ain't real, you know they flip-flopping. I want my part of the deal, the money keep calling. I gotta get the money, cause ain't nothing funny. Nobody give me nothing. You ain't taking nothing from me. You ain't taking nothing from me. Cause nobody give me nothing. Cause ain't nothing funny. Now I gotta get this money. The money, money, the money, money. I gotta get this money, money, the money, money, the money, money. I gotta get this money. Gotta get this money, money. I gotta get this money. Gotta get this money. I gotta get this money.
Hold up, now they asking how y'all got CD popping. They used to do it for love. love, now they do it for the profit. I remember how it was when they was bitty bopping. Since they made that laughing taffy, ain't nobody trying to stop it. Stop it. Now when they rapping, they claim they hot as rockets. We made our lane, now nobody in that market. I'm disgusted by that industry's garbage. Kind of beef I manage, I should be considered a savage. Sit back while I get cabbage, the money in the package. When it comes to getting fame, it's drama and the baggage. Don't get your head involved, cause you probably get damaged. That's why I stay hungry, I'm famished, I promise. I'm a lost boy, a black sheep, or Scarface habit. I'm a lost ghetto boy in the hood, that's what's happening. I'm the Woo Rough Riding, the Rockefeller Viking. I'm about to go and get this money. Well, alright then.
I gotta get the money, cause ain't nothing funny. Nobody give me nothing. You ain't taking nothing from me. You ain't taking nothing from me. Cause nobody give me nothing. Cause ain't nothing funny. Now I gotta get this money. The money, money, the money, money. I gotta get this money, money, the money, money, the money, money. I gotta get this money, gotta get this money, money. I gotta get this money, money, gotta get this money. I gotta get this money. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh no.
Hi everyone, we're back.
Okay, first of all, that was the wrong song, but it's okay. That was the wrong song.
Now, that was so funny because when he was talking about it, he was like, yeah, I wrote this song for the lady.
Computer error.
I'm texting him, I'm talking about what? Love? What are you talking about?
I was shocked too. I'm like, oh no. This one right here is called Gotta Get the Money. I mean, I wrote it for the industry. I wrote it for the industry. Just talking about, you know what I'm saying, what's going on in the industry, as in all the rappers that I respect or that's doing that thing right now or whatever. Just to feed my fans that don't get to hear everything that's going on, just to feed them what's going on. You know, just basically an industry song, you know.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Now I'm
going to throw
some stuff.
Okay,
well, I do like that song anyway, even though it wasn't for the ladies.
I'm sorry, ladies. I promise. You're going to hear y'all going to get joined in it very soon.
But that's for the ladies, too. The ladies, they got to get the money, too. These ladies, man, they be
got to get the money.
They be making
exactly.
Money. It's about them, too. So, see, he was right. It's about the ladies, too.
Hey.
But, see, that's even more reason for y'all to make sure y'all go get his mixtape or check out a few of his shows. Where can we get that mixtape?
The mixtape is going to be on that piece that I cut. I'm very sure it's going to be on iTunes, too. But definitely going to be on the street. You know, I'm going to be personally handing it over to everybody that I know or that I see on the street. So, I'm definitely going to be back on the radio, definitely when the album drops. Well, I'm expecting it to be in October, the first week of October. So definitely, I'm definitely going to have more stores and more places for people to be able to get the CD.
Excellent.
So again, do we get a free copy?
Of course.
Okay.
And Gino's my girl. You get all the copies you want. It's cool. We support each other. We've been doing that for a while. So that's what it is.
Just have to make
well,
sure.
Awesome. We're going to get our free tape. Okay, now, since the biggest thing that everybody is talking about who has anything in this world to do with music is the Kendrick Lamar verse, calling himself the King of New York, blase, blase. How do you feel about that?
I just told him. My album's going to be in store October 2nd, you know, 3rd and 4th. I maybe got my CD, you know what I'm saying? Then you get to hear me. Kendrick is doing his thing, I'm doing mine, so that's what it is.
That was an awesome answer. I swear it was. Like,
you've been so
irrelevant. You just go completely opposite direction of what that was about.
I mean, no need to fit into it. I mean, it's no need to fit into that because that's not a beef. That's just him expressing how he feel. Other rappers do that all the time. We just don't put names on it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He decided to put names on it, and he just exposed people. People took it the wrong way, and they're acting crazy on the net. So, but that's not that. I don't think that's what he meant.
because Yuri's not even a, he's not like that. He's not a street cat. He's not tough. He's not trying to start no beef. He's just lyrically expressing himself.
Yeah.
So that's basically what I think about the whole joint. It's a stunt, and he's getting the best out of it right now. I'm sure he's chilling and just laughing at everybody.
Yeah, I'm sure he is too. Because I don't think he was really just rapping.
Pretty
much. You know, just being lyrical. That's all. So, like, where do you actually see the rap game headed with, like, little games like that played in the industry? Where do you see the rap game as a whole headed?
I mean, it's a good thing that somebody can actually spit a line or spit a 24 bars or 30 bars, whatever he did, and actually get the whole United States talking about it, if not the whole world. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's a good thing. That means hip-hop is still alive. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop is still here. It's not just, did you hear the booty shaking song? No, this is not it. This is like a lyrical content. You know what I'm saying? We're not talking about just doing a song, beats. We're talking about what he actually said. So that's good for hip-hop. I think it rejuvenates the act of actually writing and actually act of people actually listening to lyrics, not just the beat or the hook or the girls in the video. It's just what he said. So I think it's good for hip-hop.
Cool, cool. So can you tell me who your top five artists are and why?
Oh, man, I have a whole lot of them. I mean, my main role model right now is Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Not just musically, I like his hustle, his grind, and, you know what I'm saying, his humbleness. And the way Oh, man, I'm not going to say nothing about that. But, you know, just the whole, the way he got himself, you know, he came from all, just the way we are right now, wearing our top, whatever we want, sagging pants and all that, and then switch up to wearing suit and wearing sandals, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's big boy type stuff, so I respect that. And I really, Nas, you know, of course, Pimp C, rest in peace. And everybody that's doing this thing right now, you know, I respect people who grind and, you know what I'm saying? That's just it. I like the hip-hop, you know, Rick Ross and doing that thing. I mean, everybody right now is just doing that thing. So I like it.
Your answers are so good.
Oh. I'm keeping the real, Mama. I'm just keeping the real.
So you know how you have artists that are, like, trying to come up or, you know, new singers, new rappers, whatever, and when it's time for the interview, they're always horrible, and they say all the wrong stuff, but you're doing good.
Thank you.
I'm going to tell you, I like how the top five, he just gave them to you. That's the easiest thing. Everybody's from artists. You should be ready for that at any moment. That's a question anybody gonna throw at you.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I mean, it is what it is. It's, oh, everybody has their own opinion, you know? But this is just mine, you know? I own it.
Okay. All right, so I'm gonna put you on blast, man. You know, I'm about to dig deep. Now, you know, for the ladies out there, that want to know, man, you gotta find out for the ladies, man. You gotta find out for them, bro. The ladies want to know, man. Are you dating? Are you single? What's going on? Y'all let them know.
Man, right now, I'm sorry, ladies. I'm just in our beast mode. I'm just on a work mode. Really, right now, I'm single. You know, tell you the truth, I'm single. I'm just chilling. You know, working. I wouldn't even have no time for a relationship right now. So there would be no point at all even trying to start one. So, yeah, lady, I'm available. Plus, I'm a workaholic, so please understand. Okay, does that answer your question, man?
You understand that's how I be feeling, man. Like, honestly, man, like for me, you and Chet know how to deal with the fact that that's why I'm single myself too. I be on it. Like you said, I don't really be having time for it.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So I feel that too.
Yeah, I like that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I ain't got time for nothing. I say that out there every day. Back in Disney, ain't nobody got time for that.
We know you be sitting there with your teeth,
man. Big up to y'all. Y'all making me do what it do. I'm not ready for that again right now. That's not what about that life.
About that life. I love that too. Just so y'all know.
Oh shit!
Real quick.
So what's going on? What's going on? What's
so
going
like,
on?
how many mixtapes do you have out already? Is this your first one or?
Oh no. I mean, I've been putting out mixtapes since 2007. That was my first tape introduction. I think I have about six now. You know, I have about six. The first one was really introduction. I did that on the way back in Baltimore, and did a couple of other mixtape. You know, other people's mixtape. And when I came to Houston, that was like 2009. Since then, I've done like four mixtapes. You know. So then this is like my seventh mixtape. Just straight hood mixtape, street mixtape, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Promotion, online promotion. So nothing major yet.
Oh, okay. So where can we find your other your previously released mixtapes?
You get my music on www.soundcloud.com/KingBishop. KingBishop. And also, I got my videos on YouTube and, SoundCloud, Revive Nation and all that. I'm on Twitter, /KingBishop. You know, Instagram, /KingBishop. Facebook, /KingBishop. And, basically just the normal online promotions for right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. And this will also be an artist that will be on our indieeverything.com website. Coming to you as soon as we can figure out what we're doing, okay? So.
You guys are doing great.
It's like our website is going to be so great, and it's going to be, you know, pretty much
thebomb.com
for artists, you know, boutiques, models, everybody who has their own thing going on and, you know, doing their own thing with their own businesses, trying to grow. So it's going to be kind of like a networking site where you can come and find out whatever you need to find out about who's coming up. Okay, guys? Thank you. Anywho,
I like
on to
look.
Other news. So what does King Bishop do other than music? Like, I know I use music to kind of like, you know, get away or clear my mind. So what do you do to clear your mind, or do you use music for that too?
I mean, music is my life, man, you know. I don't do nothing else but music. I'm music, 100%. If I'm not making music, I'm promoting. If I'm not promoting, I'm doing shows. If I'm not doing shows, I'm over my homeboy studio helping somebody get that stuff right, you know. Just surround myself with positive vibe, you know. And then maybe every now and then I might go out, you know, just to clear my head, go out, hear what other people are listening to, you know, see what's going on. Basically, that's it. I don't really do much, you know.
Okay. Interesting. Well, I don't do much either.
Real
artist.
You heard me? He's a real artist. You know, some people be like, oh, you know, my real job, I work at such and such. Oh, this is just a real artist.
Don't say that because I'm like that. They be like, you know, mommy, yeah, but my other job. Sorry, y'all. I got bills. Ain't nobody got time for that.
So he got bills too, but his music is paying him. I feel it. Congratulations. Everybody in
there. Can I get a 16 on one of the tracks on the mixtape? Let me get a 16.
Say that again.
I want to get a 16 on your mixtape. I'm sure I can write.
You are welcome. You are welcome. I'm very sure we can find out somewhere to put you on it. Definitely. You probably got a beautiful voice you don't know about.
No,
she meant rapping.
Too, by the way, y'all ladies.
You hear me? She meant rapping, not singing.
Yeah, because I can't sing worth nothing, okay? I'd rather rap and make a fool out of myself than sing.
Really? There's nothing wrong with that either. That's cool. That's cool.
She's been a hype man before. She could be a hype man.
So are you going to put out any videos to go along with, you know, the mixtape or?
Yeah, actually, we're planning a video before the mixtape actually drop. We're planning at least two videos going to drop on YouTube and on other sites before the first week of October, before we actually drop the mixtape. And I'm definitely going to send you an invitation on the mixtape listening out on party. So you definitely, I want you to be there. I'm even thinking you're going to be the host, if you don't mind.
Oh, wow.
Of course not. Of course not.
As an invitation, mama.
Now we got a caller, too, ladies.
Oh, okay. We have a caller. I'm a little nervous. So let's go ahead and see who our caller is tonight.
We got Big Mike in the building.
What's up, Big Mike?
Big Mike,
hey.
What's good?
This is Big Mike. This is Big Mike.
Can you hear us, Big Mike?
Big Mike, hey. We heard you 6 times.
I know, we heard you the first time.
I stuttered a little bit, but this is Big Mike. And I want to rap too. Well,
you want to rap?
Ask the artist.
Can you freestyle?
I can.
Well, go ahead and freestyle real quick. Let us hear something.
Back in the day, walking down the street, I was fly. See? Got it. I still got it. Excuse me, this is not funny. I'm an artist.
And you, Big Mike. Don't give a.
I tell you, let me go find it out. You know, y'all know I'm with the killer, right? Y'all know what you're about to get, right?
What?
So wait.
Hello. Oh, God. What was that? Was that a joke?
Was that real?
So wait, is that a joke, Big Mike, or are you really serious about your rapping?
I'm 200%. I'm serious. This is what I do for you.
200%. Well, that, you know, Big Mike, where can we find some more of your music at?
My brother has some, and my Uncle Luke has some money.
I can't.
Oh, man.
I have realtors over here right now. I don't know who Big Mike is, but he is a clown. Real life funny, I swear.
He said my brother and my Uncle Luke.
Uncle, yeah.
They like my music.
They do? Who else like your music?
Big Mama, she like it. And
your Big Mama like it.
It's good for me.
It is great that you have that outlet to express yourself through your music. Because it's not like you have true talent.
I do. So the artist, how did you get started?
You've just been around music and you figured you have something different from all of your friends and just keep it up, just keep polishing it and working on it and that's how I got here. I've been working for a while. I've been doing it for a minute.
Good.
Thank you, Big Mike.
Big Mike. I rap it. Good. Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up, Mike.
What kind of advice could you give Big Mike as far as, getting his career started?
I mean, Big Mike obviously has already started his career. Big Mama likes his music, Uncle Luke, So he's obviously on the right path. Just keep doing what you're doing right now, believing yourself, calling the radio, and then showing us your true talent. Just keep doing it. Don't stop. Don't let nobody tell you can't rap, Big Mike.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome, Big Mike.
You made me happy.
Man, you made my day calling in. I appreciate your freestyle, man.
All right, very good. Y'all want another rap before I go?
One more rap. Go ahead, Big Mike.
Go right ahead.
Let me see. What's up? This is, I'll give you one Big Mama like. Okay. I like grits in the pot, and they go real hard. That's what I like, you know, without a piece of car.
Please sing this.
Hello?
Oh, my God.
Thank you for calling in. That was good. Thank you so much for calling. Okay. We really need your spirit tonight.
Okay, bye-bye.
All of our listeners, just a side note, we do not have any prejudice against people with speech impediments. We were just, we had a caller call in, so we cannot. Thank you guys for listening.
And this caller's completely off guard. So, you see, everybody has talent. Everybody can do whatever it is they want to do and put their mind to. You just have to remain focused, okay?
You sound like a bad
PSA. What translation? What the hell was that? That's what Spot Angela really wanted to say. That was her nice way of saying it.
Right? I love you, mama. Like,
but no, you guys, that was not. Didn't really stutter, because people that stutter, they don't talk like that. So that was not. I saw him tell him, excuse me, you're not stuttering right now. You're just talking normal.
Ow.
He was talking normal when he called it. When I asked him who he was, he was talking perfectly.
Uh-huh. Anyway, big Mike.
Big Mike,
so, bringing this show to the end. Thank once again, Big Mike, for calling in with that laugh. We did need that comical.
Yes.
Oh,
also,
my God.
Shout out to King Bishop in a wonderful interview. He gave us a lot of insight. We know a lot about him. Make sure y'all go follow him on all the social networks. That's his name, King Bishop. Go ahead and spell that out for everybody one more time for me.
It's KINGBIZHOP.
And that's your all social networks?
Yeah, that's all my social networks.
King Flash, King Bishop.
Yes, both. Facebook, SoundCloud, MTV.com/KingBishop, Instagram, Twitter, you know, just follow me. Oh, yeah, I have a page on MTV.com also. You can check me out on it, too.
That's nice.
You want to check you out?
And I want to shout out to my clique too. You know, NSS, the Nigerian Supreme Squad, my boy UBX, Ace Man. You know what I'm saying? Smalls, and my newest member of the NSS. Her name is Chloe James. She's a spoken word artist. I mean, she is really, really nice. You check her out, Chloe James, on SoundCloud. She is dope. Lyrically, I mean. The spoken word she talk about, the stuff she talk about is really, really, really deep. You guys need to stay tuned, you know what I'm saying? And she should be coming out very, 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 very soon.
All
right. Well, we'll be looking forward to hearing from her, too.
Okay, we got a spot for her to be interviewed.
No doubt. She's definitely coming up.
Well, thank you much. We do appreciate you, you know, on the show, guest on our show tonight, with your wonderful interview. And I hope, you know, there were independent artists out there listening and taking notes, because this man is giving you great information. Also, we will be giving out the link to the show because they are recorded. You can always listen to them, you know, get your pen, paper, get your notes on. Because if y'all call me talking about y'all want something and don't want to give, I'm not going to be able to assist you. What I'm going to do is just send you this interview. So that way you can refocus, because ain't nobody got time for that.
Yes, ma'am. Nobody got time for that.
But in other news, thanks everyone for tuning in to Glitz and Glamour Radio tonight with your host, Model Angela. Make sure y'all follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I am Model Angela. And my co-host, Houston Riri.
Twitter and Instagram is Houston_Riri. That's RERE. My Facebook is Houston I Am. So please follow, friend request, all that, and I will get back with y'all. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for listening.
Same time next week, guys, every Tuesday from 10 to 11 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Oh, yeah, and if y'all miss any parts of the show, you can check it out on iTunes for free. Type in Just by Radio Network. You can find a show on there. All these shows are on there. Y'all been sending them for free. No problem. And then, hey, man, and a lot of other places, too, just type in Realton Glamour, Dust 5 Radio Network. It'll all pop up. So, there you go.
And guess what, y'all? Yeah. We out of this thing.
Peace.